This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Picking the wrong food to eat.
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are edible, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Hi.
Wow, you're going to do this to me after I wine and dine you on this podcast? But yes. Before we get into this pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Fuck you, people.
All right, well, that's a way to treat a first date. But we're here today because I want to conversate with you. I want to wine and dine you for the first time on the podcast, you know, because that's all I care. I'm a good person. I want to feed the talent here, you know?
But you won't pay the talent.
No, that's two different things. That's two separate conversations we got to have. But I'm very curious to ask you now, if you were going on a first date, what type of food would you offer up on the first date?
Like, is it Udo? Am I taking you out on a first date?
No, because you know I'm an animal. You know I'm a gremlin. I can house anything. I have no shame. The only reason why I ask this is because there's been like this myth around first dates and being dainty. Like, you know, you go out on the first date and like the women orders a salad and then like the man orders like chicken nuggets. I don't know. But like,
no, dino nuggets. What do you mean?
Dino nuggies. That's a really high class place. You get that on the second date. You get that on the second date. But I want to ask you, like, what are your thoughts on this? And where would you take your first date without even preface this by saying you haven't met them in person before?
So, you know, it was recently my birthday. I turned 27. I'm an old man. I've been to these dates before. I'm old. Don't worry, you're almost there. You have a couple more months left.
Couple more months.
So, like I said, I had these, and I'm kind of tired of it. Because, you know, if I'm ordering a salad, sometimes they judge what I'm eating, and they don't. And I hate that. Or if I'm getting a glass of wine or whiskey, they judge that. So, you know what? I'm on my bullshit. Fuck you. We're going to get the dollar menu off McDonald's. Or the 4 for $4.
Four for four.
You know what? If I'm feeling generous, we get the 5 for $5. 5, 5, 5, 5.
Now, I want to pose this question because you jokingly said this off air. To go to a place like Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's not like to go to a place like that because, like, come on, first date, like, you got to at least go somewhere like cool.
Yeah, McDonald's. McDonald has a playpen. You could go around.
Somebody threw up in it. You don't know where the throw up is. It's kind of like a landmine.
You could take her and go underneath the ball pit, and later she could go underneath your balls. It's a win-win.
Fair. But like, my thing is finger foods, like eating some wings. You know, stuff like that can get messy.
See, this is why you do the boneless wings. So you just eat it with the fork and you eat it like that. So you're classy.
Now, do you think they're and serious, like your honeys are going to be listening to this. So you better answer correctly.
Oh, don't worry. This is going on TikTok later. So
fair. Do you think there is a romantic type of food, like to take someone the first time? Do you think there's a romantic food place?
McChicken.
McGangbang?
The McRib is back. You get candles, you set it up, and be like, yo, I got us at exclusive reservations. This place doesn't even take reservations, but I got it for us on lock. You blindfold there, you put it in the back of your van, you drive, and the next thing you know, you're at McDonald's giving her the McRib.
And then later, you're giving her the McRib. Granted, the McRib is a very limited edition menu item, which could classify as a fancy food.
It's a one of a kind. And plus, McDonald's, you don't get reservations. So the fact that you're able to get a reservation, you're closing it down. It's intimate. It's just you, her, and that poor guy working the cashier restaurant, bringing your food.
It's the kiosk now, your little touchscreen thing.
And then the robot. So, yeah, I think it's romantic. And you're paying money to make sure that no one else is coming there that night. You're locking it down.
You're locking it down. Grant you, though, I have come into contact with someone who did prefer going to McDonald's the first time you meet.
That's ridiculous.
100% serious, too. Like
That's a keeper. That's a keeper.
That is, you know, genuine person.
Because she knows money is a lot. She should go order anything from the dollar menu. It's great. And if you're lucky for dessert, you could get from the ice cream machine if it's not broken.
That is broken, 100%. Now, I have a fear of bringing someone to some place that I like, you know, like a local Mexican spot or whatever, and they don't like the food. Because, like, it's kind of like whenever you show like your parents when you were younger, like this picture you drew in like second grade and it's completely mangled and they're like, oh, that looks cute, buddy. You did such a great job. And then they don't they really don't like it because it looks like, what is that? I got to zoom in.
It's my painting from the second grade.
Look at that. And see, this is the reaction I'm going to have to my children. That looks so good. That looks so good.
You like it? It's abstract.
It's very abstract, but like it's the thing where you're both nervous to go on this first date, and then you bring her to a spot. You don't, I guess you do ask like, hey, what food are you into? But I want to ask the bigger question here.
I'm sorry, I was hanging up my photo. You can tell I framed it as well.
It's a work of art. Belongs in the MoMA. It does. But the bigger question here is, are you getting messy foods? Like, are you getting like a burger with all the topping? Because you're a big burger guy. You like your burgers. You like your meat.
Yeah, I am. I do like my meat, but I do like my meat in my mouth. I really do. But I like bigger meats. I like the big, heavy meat. So I need a steak. I'm a big steak guy.
I didn't know where you were going with that. But
I like it raw. You know, I want it raw in my mouth.
That's how you get tapeworms. I'm just saying.
No, medium rare.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge.
one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finish the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
Although one time I was making a little roast thing on the grill.
And you took it in raw.
I was fairly confident I cooked it medium rare. Sucker was raw. The outside was cooked, but the inside was really red, not pink.
So you took it in raw is what you're saying. You took it raw straight to your mouth.
Did I eat a few pieces that were potentially raw? Probably. And then I was like, you know what? This is not going to be good for me. I got to throw this back on the grill. I can't be stubborn about this.
No, this is when you give it to Ollie. You just throw it to Ollie. You're like, here you go, bud.
Man wants his food. He knows what it's about.
So you said that it depends. Like, you know, you said it's a blind date. It's of a person who I walk and or talk. Because, you know, you talk before you order food, and if it's going well, I'm going to order something nice. I'm going to order some steak, get some whiskey. If it's somebody's annoying and they're feeling me and I'm trying to avoid it, I'm getting messy food. I'm getting ribs. I can't even eat ribs because that's pork. I'm going to get ribs. I'm going to get wings with the spicy. So I'm going to be like, oh, I can't handle the spice. I got to go use the bathroom and just leave.
Well, that's interesting, because wouldn't you do the reverse? Wouldn't you get more drinks to help you get through the date?
Absolutely not. If I can't handle you sober, I don't want to handle you when I'm not sober. So no, thank you.
That 4 turns it to a 10 real quick whenever you're down in some drinks. That's all I'm saying.
I am not trying to show this person how I am when I'm 10 drinks in whiskey. All right, buddy.
I mean, hey, you know,
But you know what? You know what? You know, a better place, Taco Bell, because Taco Bell is now serving alcohol. So if the date's going, yeah.
Wow.
You could have a Baja Blast with whiskey in it or liquor.
Speaking of, you said spicy foods. Over the weekend, my uncle brought home these pickled onions, and they're like to top to put on some food or whatever. And he didn't tell me they were spicy. And I was like, oh, pickled onions. It looks great. Like, that looks like, I like it.
Of course you do. You're weird. Of course he would.
Of course. But apparently they had like habaneros and like really hot peppers mixed in. When I tell you I had to put on a poker face because I threw on a lot because I thought it was just plain pickled onions. I threw on so much on this chicken we had. I wanted to die. I was potentially crying at the dinner table trying to keep a straight face and trying to make it through. But yeah, I wouldn't order spicy food. That's one food that's off limits on a first date.
So where would you take it? I said McDonald's, dollar menu. Money's tight now. Everything, the inflation is up. Dollar menu is still $1. You know what you're buying when you get. You don't even have to look at the menu. You know dollar menu is going to be $1. It's going to be $1.50. So what are you getting? Where are you going? Where are you taking me on this blind date?
I'm thinking like a good, because it's a first date.
You got Uno's.
Is there one
near us closed down now.
Oh, rest in peace. So I think because it's a first date, you got to hit like multiple palettes, if you will, flavor palettes.
Flavortown? Are you taking me down to Flavortown?
No, that's like fourth date material. Okay.
Okay.
Too far ahead of yourself. But I personally think like a pizzeria is such a good first date spot because you can get a sandwich. You can get a slice of
pizza. Are you taking me to pizza? Are you taking me to the hut of the pizza?
Pizza Hut is a whole different story. I'm one of the select few people who actually really like Pizza Hut over Domino's.
I was that way, but I recently had Pizza Hut near our house. I hate it. It's always raw.
You can't go back to it. You can't. You got to just, it's like Star Wars, the prequels. You can't go back and watch them because then it'll ruin your taste. It'll ruin that good taste that was in your mouth.
Domino's nowadays, because they have Domino's have deep dish pizza now, which is really good. Oh, mwah. And the prices are incredible too. And the wings are always good. Domino's wings, superior wings to Pizza Hut.
Can we also take a moment to talk about, while we're on the subject of pizza, how these places are coming up with like pizza crust, whatever, and like garlic butter. Oh, like garlic I'm supposed butter. To. Yeah. Garlic butter, like crusted, whatever. Oh my gosh. I'm like hungry thinking about it. The creations are getting out of hand. We talked about at length that Cheez-It pizza from Pizza Hut.
Oh, like, way back. Stop.
Where do we draw the line? That's what I want to know.
We never draw the line. But here's my question. Where do you do like a bodega, like a Rockies?
The Aki way.
The Aki way. Well, you do Rocky, you get a sandwich and you go sit by the park or whatever, if it's in the weather demands it. You think that's a reasonable? You guys let me know as well. Do you guys think going to like a deli and getting a sandwich and enjoying it at the park is a good first date or no?
Yeah, like that whole thing. I would only agree with that if they're also like a local person like you are, and like they would appreciate that spot, because like Rockies is like hallowed in our area. Like that's such a great place.
If that place ever shuts down, they would need to make it like the Flash Museum. Like just you walk in, this is where they used to make the sandwiches. Here was the toppings. Here
build the a drinks. Statue for them, please. Yeah. They need it. But like that's a cool idea, especially now. Like you said, the weather's getting nice. You can go to like a park or whatever and just hang out. Like first date.
See, I'm not a cheap trick. You know, I said a dollar menu. I still stand by that. But if the weather's nice, I'll be $11 sandwich. It's like not bad.
Not bad, but you know.
Like Mr. Krabs says, I want to quote the great Mr. Krabs. Hello, I like money. And food is expensive.
You do. You do like money. And to close things out, would you classify a frozen yogurt / Cold Stones ice cream place a good first date location? Like you just meet up for frozen yogurt. Like you go, you eat the yogurt, you talk for like a half an hour, and then you dip. Do you classify that as a first date?
Yeah, because people consider coffee shop as a first date. And you're just getting coffee. So yeah, I consider that because that's hot and ice cream is the opposite of hot. Shocking, I know. Yeah, no, I agree that an ice Cold Stone, Cold Stone's too expensive for your boy. Cold Stone, nope. Carvel, maybe. Frozen yogurt, you're pushing it. You're pushing your luck. Smalls.
Especially if it's the place where they, like, I've seen it. I don't know if this is, I don't go to frozen yogurt places, but like there was this place that weighed your frozen yogurt.
That's every frozen yogurt place.
Wow. I could never.
There was one in my town that once in a while, when I'm feeling like I'm going to treat myself well, yeah, I'll go to it. There was another one that was close to my house, and there was a, funny enough, I'm going off a little off topic here. So there was a guy who went to my rival school, but I grew up in the town that my rival school was at, and we realized that I was friends with one of his friends. And we were like, oh, shit. And then me and this guy never met. But the fact that I said I knew one of his, like, I knew one kid, he was hooking me up with free frozen yogurts. He was like, you're cool. You went to Ardsley. I don't care if I state that one. I'm not going to state the other one because that's where I live now. But he was like, you're cool. You went to this school. You know my boy. I got your free. So I'm like, we never met. And this is the first time I was meeting him, and I told him. He was like, yeah, no, I got you. I'm like, holy shit. And he added me on Instagram, and it was great. I got the hookup, and then the frozen yogurt closed out because I was taking all the money for free.
Yeah, man, you had to weigh out your stuff. Once I seen that, I was like very like shocked. I was like, all right, what if I throw too much like cake bites on top? And
you know what?
It pushes me over the $30 mark or something.
I like the little cherry balls, whatever, the orange ones, the red ones. I forget what they're called on the frozen yogurt. Maybe it's boba. I think it's boba. Like the different ones. I'm not a big boba tea one, but they had it, and oh my god, that was so good. You know, you're making me want to go get frozen yogurt. But first, before I get that, I think you should listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, okay?
Of course, you can listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Breaking, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
The $1 man himself, aim on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.